some sports. Here to do that with us, Matt Bonesteel, sports reporter for the Washington Post. Matt, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk March Madness. I have a question for you before we go into this in depth, because I have a lot of questions. This is my season. Just so you know, this is my season, and I'm very excited about this season, and I'm just untenable this time of year.
Yes.
What is with this play-in game stuff? That there were games that were before, but they don't really count, or it's time to get into the bracket. What is going on?
Well, because there are so many conferences now, to keep the 64-team bracket, they need to add four more games, two on Tuesday and two last night. And they consist of the four last at-large teams to make the field. So the four teams that did not win their conference championships, the worst of those teams, play to see who can move on to the main 64-team bracket. Mm-hmm. The other four teams consist of the lowest-rated conference champions, so they're the real little guys of college basketball. So they play each other, and the winner gets to move on to the big bracket, and it's considered an actual NCAA tournament game. They get the same, reward for playing in it and the same treatment, and it just happens every year in Dayton, and it's a place to a packed house most every year. Dayton's a really good place to watch college basketball, so it's here to stay.
Well, they shouldn't be in it. That's just my opinion. All right. Tonight, now we get into the real teams playing. Tonight we have Alabama playing Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And Radford playing Villanova. Sorry, my team. So I'm going to ask about that. Are we looking at any upsets at all during this first round? Any possibility? Do you see any upsets tonight coming?
Well, you could get a few. See, the one you should maybe take a look at is Loyola Chicago playing Miami. Loyola Chicago hasn't been in the tournament since, I believe, 1985 or 1983, something long ago like that. And they're a bunch of small guys, but they really pass the ball well, and it really drives defenses nuts trying to stop them from passing it around so much until they get a good shot. So that could be an upset you might want to take a look at.
Are they playing University of Miami or Miami, Ohio?
Miami, Florida, yes.
Okay.
Miami, Florida, yep.
Okay.
Miami of Ohio is not in the tournament this year.
Okay. Well, it gets confusing because you have, like, Arizona State, University of Arizona, and they're both
right.
Arizona. So it gets confusing.
Sure.
Tomorrow, we've got West Virginia playing Murray State. We've got Virginia playing University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Mm-hmm.
Any upsets coming on Friday?
Let's see. Let's run down the list here. You could see, like, all the good games. See, one I'm going to look at, and not just because I'm a Syracuse fan, is Syracuse beating TCU. Syracuse played in one of those play-in games last night. So they already have a game under their belt, and that zone defense causes all sorts of trouble for teams, and we'll see if TCU is able to handle it.
All right, interesting.
One more quick question. She's obsessed. I am obsessed.
Just very quickly, look into your crystal ball. Who do you have in the Final Four?
I have Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, and Villanova.
All right. You got at least one. You got a couple in there I approve of.
Okay, sure.
All right, Matt. So if you're just sliding into your bracket picks this morning before the games kick off this morning, any recommendations, or is this just about picking colors of uniforms you like and it'll work just fine?
Well, you know, to win your bracket, you really do need to pick some upsets. And, that's the whole fun, is finding the teams you may not know much about, but picking one of them to advance, like Loyola Chicago or, South Dakota State. They got a real good kid named Mike Dom who averages a double-double. They play Ohio State today. That could be one you could look at. But really, you don't want to pick a number one seed to lose, because at least in the first couple of rounds, because they rarely do.
Right.
And, always the 12 versus 5 matchup, there's always seems to be a 12 seed that makes it through. It could be New Mexico State this year with a really good defense against Clemson. But you want to pick the upsets out of the 10, 11, 12 range, somewhere around there. That's usually where the upsets come from. Anything lower than that, you're really taking a long shot.
Have you seen Obama's bracket yet? I mean, Obama picks his bracket every year. It's like a big stink. But the one criticism I always see of this is that he picks the most vanilla brackets ever. Nothing. It's like he's still running for office. It's just like
I haven't seen his bracket this year apart from, headlines specifically. I know, that he's a Chicago guy, and I know he picked Loyola Chicago to win. So yeah. I saw that. Uh-huh. But other than that, I mean, you know, you got to play it safe. You got to play it right, as far close to the middle as you can.
Yeah, okay. When you leave office, take some risks, dude.
First of all, Vince asked you the question about who you would pick in the brackets because he hasn't filled his out yet.
That's right.
So that's okay. Number one.
I need advice, yeah.
And number two, the woman who won here 2 years in a row won the office pool.
Yes. Uh-huh.
She did it by picking the color of uniforms. So
she wasn't facing stiff competition, apparently.
Sometimes it just works out that way, yeah.
Matt, I want to ask you about something that's totally different because yesterday there was a video that was released. I saw it on TMZ, a bunch of places, of a baseball player by the name of Danry Vasquez. He played for the Lancaster Barnstormers, an unaffiliated minor league team. It's security footage of him in 2016 striking a woman in a stairwell and hitting her several times very hard. I don't know about you. Every man I showed this to was practically shaking with rage.
Yeah, it was. I wrote about this yesterday. The video is really hard to watch because he really takes some good swings at her and knocks her down, and you know, and they're in the stairwell. But he actually had not played a game for that Lancaster team. He had just signed with them this year. He had spent the last 2 years playing in Venezuela, where he's from. So, you know, after this happened in 2016, he was charged. He reached a plea deal with prosecutors in Texas, where the incident took place, and he apparently has fulfilled the requirements of that plea deal, so the charges were dropped after a couple years.
All right, so it happened in Texas. I see, because it was at Whataburger Field was the name of it. So
he was playing the Houston Astros minor league system at the time, playing in Corpus Christi.
What's amazing, in addition to actually seeing the footage, is you mentioned that plea deal. I don't think he served any time for this.
I mean, the prosecutor was interviewed by a local TV station down there and said, you know, this is how he was a first offender. This is, you know, the standard, he called it standard, you know, punishment for such a thing. So, I mean, whether, you know, it seems light to a lot of people, but, you know, that's the way they do it down there, I guess.
Yeah, well, if I don't know if you believe in karma, but in this guy's case, I hope it comes around. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, the Lancaster team cut him as soon as the video came out, so, you know.
Yeah, really upsetting to watch, but Matt, I know there's a lot of happy things to think about, which is March Madness, and you'll be tracking it. Thank you for giving us a preview this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. It is 8:15 on WMAL.